Urgent recommendations following a deadly explosion in Anacortes were suppressed by a federal safety agency. It then took the agency another 3.5 years to issue recommendations for making the Tesoro refinery safer. Those are some of the scathing conclusions of a congressional inquiry into the U.S. Chemical Safety Board. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The safety board issued its full report on the Tesoro refinery blast in Anacortes just last month. That's 4 years after the explosion killed 7 people. At a congressional hearing on Thursday, Safety Board Chair Rafael More Erazo received a bipartisan drubbing. The House Oversight Committee found a toxic and abusive workplace that included retribution against whistleblowers. Here's Committee Chair Daryl Issa of California.
Investigations have languished for years, and several employees disclosed to us that they feared retaliation from agency management for cooperating with the committee's investigation.
More Erazo said the board's main problem was a budget that's too small to respond to the nation's frequent industrial accidents. Safety board member Beth Rosenberg resigned last month.
The agency is broken. It needs to be rebuilt. I come from an academic background where disagreement provides room for debate. That's where you get to the truth. And that's missing in this agency.
Washington Democrat Rick Larson told KUOW the entire safety board may need to go.
The committee gave the head of the CSB a vote of no confidence, and it might be really the time for the administration just to reconstitute the entire board.
Larson said he's now pursuing legislation to improve refinery safety based on the board's belated recommendations. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.